Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. What really has lasting value? People look to bank accounts, jewels, and precious metals as things they can count on when the going gets tough. But the Word of God declares itself to be of much higher value than gold. Today, more lessons from Psalm 19. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Now, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on being changed by the Word. Turn with us again to Psalm 19 as we learn more about how the Word of God teaches us.
How do we bring this down to some transforming lessons that should change us as we get immersed in the Word in our 40-day commitment to be changed by the Word? First of all, the value of the Word. The value. A moment ago, I skipped verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. You read that and you say, you've got to be kidding. One time, I think it was on the Discovery Channel, I saw a special on the gold rush. It was unbelievable. Men and women were willing to risk their lives. They were willing to cheat, to steal. They were willing to kill to get gold. As a matter of fact, when you stop to think of it, you wave big money in somebody's face, and unless they're deeply rooted in the Word, they'll just simply throw all their principles out the window. The power of gold, fine gold that will survive our next depression. More to be desired. You say, that can't be. Try to go down to Wall Street and tell them this. Preach this message there and see what you get. Not a whole lot of open hearts to that. Get it if you can get it honestly. If you have to get it deceitfully, get it deceitfully. But above all, get it. But David says, these precepts are more precious than gold, because you know what? When it comes time for you to die and to give an account for God, you can die surrounded by all of your cougarans, all of your pieces of gold, and they will not help you. David said, ultimately, it's more important than what I eat. More precious, he says, than honey or the honeycomb. And you know that the honeycomb tastes very good, almost as good as chocolate. So the point is that he says, more precious to be desired. You know what Job said? Chapter 23, I think it's verse 10. He said, I have esteemed the words of thy mouth more than my necessary food. Listen, there are times when God's word is much more important than whether or not we eat. Because God's word is dealing with the eternal, it is dealing with your soul. The value of God's word is beyond comprehension. It's dealing with eternal issues, not just where do I get the next meal or what do I eat. We're talking now eternity. So it's of more value than gold, fine gold. Second, I want to say something about the power of the Word of God. The power of the Word of God. You'll notice that the Bible says, by the way, is not my word like as a hammer, like a rock, like a hammer that can break the rock in pieces? You expose yourself long enough to the Word of God and you'll experience its power. That's why the best thing you can do with an atheist is don't argue with him about the technicalities of atheism. Because he's probably angry at God and God didn't answer his prayers and he's got all these arguments that he's done. Get him into the Word. Give him what I call the 21-day challenge. Challenge him to read a chapter of the book of John every day, even if he doesn't believe it, but simply ask him the question, who does the Gospel of John present Jesus as being? The best way. You have to get them next to the Word. Because the Word will open their minds. They'll read about Jesus and they'll say, verily, he was the Son of God. Nobody could have made up the story of Jesus in the New Testament. It has to be true. So that's what you do. It's the power of the Word of God. Somebody sent us a plant a couple of months ago, and it is finally growing, and growing so quickly that I can sit in my study and just watch it grow. Really, seriously. That's how fast the thing is going. I don't know when it's going to stop. But one of the things we have to do is it has to be in the sun, so we put it right next to the window. Without the sun, you know, the thing would be dead probably in a couple of days. What the sun is to physical life, the Word of God is to spiritual life of your soul. How do you expect to grow unless you're in the light? And being in the light and being enlightened by the light, you receive the energy to go on. And as your appetite for the Word increases, and you say, well, you know, I'm listening to the Bible and I'm reading it and I don't remember what I read, just keep doing it. You will discover that the Word of God will give you what you need, the power of the Word of God. It is the Word of God that cuts us open. And then after we've been cut open, it sews us up back together. Let me say something also about the hope or the comfort of the Word of God. By the way, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, a great famous English preacher of the 19th century, said this regarding the scripture. Why, the book has wrestled with me. The book has smitten me. The book has comforted me. The book has smiled on me. The book has frowned on me. The book has clasped my hand. The book has warmed my heart. The book weeps with me. It sings with me. It whispers to me. It preaches to me. It maps my way and holds up my goings. It is the young man's best companion and is still my morning and evening chaplain. The power of the Word of God. Let me say also a word about the comfort of the Word of God. Comfort of the Word of God. If you want to know, for example, can God really forgive my sin because I'm such a great sinner? You want to have an answer to that question. How are you going to find that out? Well, you read the Word of God and you discover that He is able to save to the uttermost all those who come unto God by Him. And you're encouraged and you're comforted and you've said to yourself, I'm the vilest of sinners, but the vilest of sinners who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. You say, I'm going through such difficulties, such sorrow within my family, such physical issues. Everything seems to be breaking in on me. When will this come to an end? Well, the Word of God gives you comfort. The Word of God says that the suffering of this present age is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. And it is through the power of the Word that you're encouraged to carry on and be faithful to the very end. And when it comes time to die, and you need to find some hope, where do you find it? Where do you go? Well, you need a word. And you need a word of encouragement from Jesus, who there on the cross, while he was dying, not looking like a savior or a king, he was as bad off physically as the other guys that were crucified on either side of them, those bad to the bone thieves. He was just as in the same predicament physically as they were. And yet a thief looked to him with a look of faith and said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And now suddenly comes a word of authority, a word from outside the universe, a word from the God who created the stars, the sun, the moon. Today, you'll be with me in paradise. What a word to hear just before you die, wouldn't you say? Where do you go for a word like that? You find it in no other book. You find it on the lips of no other religious teacher. No other religious guru could ever possibly say something like this and to have credibility. Are you allowing the word to change your life? Listen, you are living a life facing Mount Blanc. Are you going to open the shutters and say, Lord, I'm going to allow your word in. It's difficult in an entertainment culture to focus, but I'm going to learn how to do it, and I'm going to keep doing it. And I'll be transformed, changed by the word of God that lives and abides forever. Wow. Hasn't God ever given us a precious gift in giving us this book? Let's thank him for it. Father, we want to thank you today that we have at our disposal, in a language that we can understand, actually in multiple translations, the very words of God. Now, Father, help us to be done with being spiritual cripples. Help us to be done with a lack of discipline. Help us to be done with excuses. We pray, Father, that you might make us diligent in reading and pondering your holy word. We pray, Lord, that those changes will come because you've promised, but help us to be open to it. And now, before I close this prayer, what has God said to you that you need to tell him about? Because according to his word, he knows the meditations of your heart. You tell him. You talk to him. If you need to receive Christ as Savior, you receive him. If you need to make a promise or make something right to somebody else, tell him you're going to do it. Lord, help us, for we are weak. But we do love you and believe that your word will enable to love you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer. Isn't that special? Imagine if you were that thief on the cross dying, and Jesus were to say to you, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." Now do we understand why God's word is more precious than gold that perishes? To have a word from heaven, a word of forgiveness, a word of cleansing, nothing could be more precious than that. That's why I hope that you continue to listen to Running to Win, invite your friends to listen, because we're interested in seeing God's word transform us.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up The Word of God Teaches Us, the second message in a series on being changed by the word. James tells us to receive with meekness the implanted word. Next time on Running to Win, how the word of God blesses us. This six-part series on Changed by the Word can be yours on CD as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.